With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Celebration and condemnation over the rescue of Israeli hostages.
Israeli officials say the four hostages rescued from terror group Hamas in Gaza are in good medical condition and were being reunited with their families after being taken to a medical center near Tel Aviv for evaluation. The Israeli military says the one woman and three men were rescued in a daytime raid Saturday. The Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE, is not happy with the rescue of the four hostages. The pro-Hamas group condemned the Israeli raid Saturday that led to the rescue. The United Arab Emirates labeled CARE a terrorist organization in 2014, a decision that the Obama administration opposed. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Also on SRNNews.com, former President Donald Trump was on the stump in Las Vegas yesterday, addressing a cheering crowd of tens of thousands.
We're going to knock off the Biden crime family as a Biden family of crime, including the fact that they've weaponized the Department of Justice like has never happened in this country.
Mr. Trump reminded the Las Vegas crowd this election day would be the most important day in U.S. history. Conservative parties rattled the traditional powers in the Eastern Union with major gains in parliamentary seats. The surge by nationalist and populist parties will make it much harder for the Assembly to approve legislation on issues ranging from climate change to agricultural policy. Benny Gantz, a centrist member of Israel's three-man war cabinet, has announced his resignation. The move does not immediately pose a threat to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who still controls a majority coalition in parliament. On Wall Street, the Dow is off 54.5 points. The Nasdaq is ahead by 2.5. This is SRN News. Pastors weigh in on gay marriage.
With June being Pride Month, Lifeway Research decided it would be a good time to poll America's Protestant clergymen about same-sex unions. And the survey reveals that 46% of mainline pastors approve of such marriages versus only 7% of evangelical pastors who do. Lifeway also reports that Methodists, Presbyterians, and Lutherans are the most likely to be supportive of gay marriage. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge's order that three attorneys for Southwest Airlines get religious liberty training has been put on hold by a federal appeals court. A panel from the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says the district judge in the case likely exceeded his authority by ordering the training. This is an outgrowth of a case in which a Southwest flight attendant sued the airline and her union after she was fired for sending pro-life material to a union leader. This is SRN News. Three people have been hurt in two separate shark attacks along Florida's Gulf Coast.
Following shark attacks in Florida's Panhandle, officials keeping an eye on 26 miles of beach where purple flags fly, warning of possible sharks. The Walton County Sheriff says a woman lost part of her arm in a shark attack Friday. Less than 2 hours later, about 4 miles down the beach, two teenage girls were attacked. Officials say one ended up in the trauma unit. Mackenzie McClintock is with South Walton Fire District.
Shark sightings, those happen almost every day because it's open water. So throughout the summer, that's something that we're consistently tracking.
Experts say shark attacks are rare. There were 69 worldwide last year, 10 fatal. I'm Julie Walker.
Wall Street expects that Oracle closed out the final quarter of its last fiscal year with mixed results. More details at SRNNews.com.